BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. I take it upon myself to invent a brand new day. Lunch Money Lewis has written a song all about me, which is nice. Someone's convinced Codeline to help them propose to their girlfriend. Danny Howard's on Real or No Real, and it's Ladies' Day. Happy Friday. This is BBC Radio 1. Right, let's get into this.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC Radio 1.
So our track of the day is a song that I actually played first on Radio 1. It doesn't happen very often, so I relish it when it does. It's I Got Bills by Lunch Money Lewis. Got a huge reaction when I played it a couple of weeks ago, and today it's track of the day. Do you know, I was locked in a room and made to listen to this about a month ago, and you know when you just know that a record is great and that it's going to be huge. So it's on every show today. I Got Bills by Lunch Money Lewis.
Well, that's really interesting because I keep thinking to myself, I think this song is incredible, right? But in a couple of months' time, will it be one of those that is ever so slightly annoying? But you're saying a couple of months ago you heard this for the first time and you're still loving it.
I'm still loving it right now. I mean, it's got Uptown Funk potential, but people still love that song.
And the video to this as well is brilliant.
Yep. And here's what Grimmy was saying about this track on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this morning.
It does sound like he's saying, not that he's got bills, that he's got mills, doesn't it? Totally does.
I got bills.
Scott? Scott Mills?
I got bills.
Yeah, I got mills.
Oh, that's his new song now.
That's his new song.
Until four.
I got bills.
I got mills.
I like it.
It's so good. Now, he was saying that it sounds like mills. It does a bit, but it is actually bills. But I do have connections with Lunch Money Lewis.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, me and Lunch Money are like that. And maybe he's done me a special version.
It does sound like he's saying, not that he's got bills, that he's got mills.
Yes. It does now, because he is saying mills. You ready?
I'm so excited for this.
Done me my own version.
Yeah, boy.
Yes! Friday is on. Say my name!
I got mills! I got bills!
Yes!
So I'm gonna work every day! I got mouths! I got a feet! So I'm gonna make sure everybody eats!
You ready?
I got mills! All these bills pile up on my desk, they looking like a mouth! All these little kids run around, I can hear their stomachs growl! It's a full moon out, and my girl just came on a house! Says she gonna leave me if I don't come home with 50,000!
Oh man, oh, thanks for my own version, Lunch Money Lewis! Good as that?
It's the best. I mate, it's awesome. I wish I was you. No, honestly, it doesn't work with Chris.
No.
I've got Chris.
Here's the Bills version by Lunch Money Lewis, and it's Radio 1's track of the day. Yeah, quite a few people are saying, why didn't you get your friend Lunch Money to sing I'm Scott Mills? I don't know.
Or even better, a combination of both. I'm Scott Bills would be, for me, the dream.
You know when you think about it afterwards, after you ask them to do it in the recording session? That's still great, though. It's got my name all over it.
Just drop them another little text.
Yeah, hi, Lunch Money. That is Lunch Money Lewis. And I Got Bills. It's Radio 1's track of the day.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Well, thanks to Greg James for going on holiday and leaving us all with a present that we can't unsee.
I mean, it's... I don't know where to start with it, really. It's.
I don't know whether you've seen this, but if you haven't, then you need to make sure this is your lunchtime viewing. Greg has kindly left us a gift, if you like, with... marginally more clothes than he was wearing in the Wrecking Ball video, and it's even weirder. So Greg has become Sia, and there's a lot of nude tights and like bodywear. It's horrible.
It's I would argue though, when you say more clothes than the Miley Cyrus one, I'm maybe technically yes, but it's more disturbing.
It really is. Imagine my surprise when 2 days ago I was walking through the live lounge to come into the studio where we do our show and saw Greg in some nude bodice with a Sia haircut. Yeah. Awful. Well, it was a wig, but you know what I mean. Anyway, like, Radio 1 YouTube is the place to be. Warning, you cannot unsee this once you've seen it. And I don't know whether it's NSFW. Is it fine for work?
And also, it's, you just... I mean, the key, I think, to watching it is don't look down. And try and perhaps just cover your eyes ever so slightly. Yeah. So if you are going to watch it...
Through your fingers.
Yeah, watch it through your fingers.
I'll tell you what else is good on Radio 1 YouTube at the moment is Sean Walsh on Bingo yesterday.
Yes.
Amazing. Really good video. Over to The One Show now on Tuesday night. And Sir Bruce Forsyth was their guest. And Brucey's entrance onto the show has reminded him of an old story from Brucey's showbiz past.
Well, that reminded me of a show I did once with the girls all in with their tights, you know.
Oh, yeah.
With their legs apart like that, and I came right through the middle of them. Very, very simple.
Brucey there with some tales from the past. Still got it. Wow. That was a great clip.
He got soaked. I mean, I know people get wet on this game, but it was another level.
No, there was not one area of him that was dry. So there we are, two lunchtime things to watch. Greg James as Sia and Sean Walsh playing Innuendo Bingo. Head to Radio 1 on YouTube and you will find both of those visual gems.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1. Chris.
I've been looking at your Twitter.
Yes.
Why are you trying to make days a thing? Do you know what I mean by that? Like, why you can't name every day after you?
I'm a bit late to the party on this, I know. I've just started doing TBTs.
Throwback Thursday.
Yep. And now I've invented a new thing on my Instagram for Fridays.
You see, I would have thought this is the kind of thing that annoys you when people take it upon themselves to go, right, we're going to name this day whatever. Okay, and what's the name you've come up with for the Friday?
It's Friday.
Explain.
Because I was looking through all my pictures with me and Famouses last night, and there are hundreds.
Is that how you while away your time? me with the president. There's me with Psy.
There's me with Nadine from Girls Aloud.
Do you have a photo album?
Yeah.
So whenever you have a photo with a famous, which is basically every time they come in, do you print off the picture and put it in a photo album?
I've got an old school photo album, but they're all on my phone.
Oh.
And widely available on the internet. And there are some great ones.
So that's what you do, is it? So you go onto Google, image search, Scott Mills.
I did last night because I just thought Who Friday would be a good thing to do. Because I've got loads of pictures with really famous people, but also loads of people that aren't famous anymore. Mm. Stretching back, you know, during all my glorious years at Radio 1.
But the wonderful thing about Who Friday, and I don't think it's the worst idea of yours, but the wonderful thing is...
It's a great idea.
...is lots of people meet famouses, especially when they're a bit younger, right?
Mm.
So retro people that they will have met, they're bound to be Who's by now.
Yeah.
But I don't know, for me, it just feels quite, I hate to say it, Mills, but a little bit arrogant that you want to dedicate a whole day to this. You're trying to make this the new Throwback Thursday.
I don't think it's arrogant.
But when you've got Bumbleo Wednesday, and then you try and introduce Who Friday, it's like, come on, mate, you can't have every day.
Okay, so can I ask why you were just looking through pictures of you with famous people from the past?
Because...
You're thinking of taking my idea and doing it on your Twitter.
No, I'm not thinking of taking the idea.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not, because no one can do that now, because you created Who Friday. It's all there. If someone wanted to trace it back, it goes to your Twitter, to your Instagram.
Mm.
Right? And actually, a little bit inside me thinks it's not the worst idea.
Yes!
Because then I
You're just jealous! You're just jealous
no,
you
I
didn't
just,
come up with it.
But I think if you're going to do Who Friday, at that point, you've got to stop naming days. Because that does annoy me a little bit when people do that. There's something for Monday, there's something for Tuesday, there's something for Wednesday. Nightclubs have been doing it for ages.
Flirt Friday.
Yeah. Snakebite Sunday.
Well, we're guilty of it on this show. We do Bumbleo Wednesday.
I know, but that's awesome.
Right, and you've got double standards.
No, it's not, because Bumbleo Wednesday is something different, but I just don't like
the same.
Twitter and the Instagram thing of trying to make it a thing.
It's just my thing. I'm not trying to push it onto anyone else.
I noticed that because the tweet that you did was very clever. Time for the first Who Friday. It's like you try to slyly put it in there as if it's been there for a while. You know, even though you say it's the first, it's like it's that time of the week again.
Yeah, I've already made it a thing. And who is the guy that's with me in the picture on my Instagram today?
I've forgotten, actually, because I was a bit caught up in just the fact that you were making this a thing. I actually don't know who that is.
Exactly.
And it's quite good, this one, because you put on your Instagram, time for the first Who Friday, remember this guy, ? But you don't name them.
No.
Which I quite, that's quite a gimmick.
Yeah. And I think what we should do maybe on the show in future, because I've got some brilliant ones just ready to post, is that I put it up on my Instagram every Friday, because I've made a day, and then I tell you who it is, if you don't know, on this show.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually quite proud of myself.
All the messages next to it, the gardener.
Yep.
So who's that?
Any closer to who that is from the clues on the comments?
Is it one of the Jonas Brothers?
No. If I said to you, John Tucker must die, there's a clue. Any idea?
I don't have a clue what that means.
Is
it from something I would have watched, though?
No.
Was it something from before I was born?
No. It's getting a lot of love. It's Jesse Metcalf, who was the gardener, the fit gardener in Desperate Housewives, of course.
He's the gardener from Desperate Housewives.
Yeah, he was a big thing at the time.
Was he?
I'm saying 5 years ago, yeah. He was in films and all that.
So this is going to become a regular thing then. This is Who Friday, and you're hoping that millions of people around the world will join in.
I hope so. I also like all the comments of, like, I have no idea. Who is this guy? Still fit, though. Even though they don't know who he is.
I love that they're saying still fit. I mean, that's kind of the point of this, right? This is a picture from 10 years ago or something.
Wait till next week's. I've got an absolute cracker for you.
Have you?
Yeah. Someone from a reality show, which you will have forgotten about.
Is this a celebrity-only thing? Because obviously you've got access to a lot of famouses, or can everyone join in?
I think anyone can join in. If you've got a picture with a Who, just hashtag it Who Friday.
Who Friday.
Let me just check how many O's are in that.
Three.
Three O's in your Who. And then Friday. And Get involved.
And that makes it an official Who Friday.
There we are then. So next Friday, I will put a picture of a Who, someone from the past, on my Instagram. And then if you don't know who it is, because they are a Who, we'll tell you on this show, if I remember. Someone remind me, please.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, we've got a pop emergency, ladies and gentlemen, a pop emergency. This isn't on the scale of when Rihanna decided to release her new single during this show, but still an emergency. Nick Jonas is now doing a surprise shopping centre gig in London. He's just announced it on his Twitter. I like it when pop stars play shopping centres.
Does this send everyone into a frenzy? I don't understand this emergency.
I think there might be a slight one at the shopping centre because he's literally just announced it on Twitter.
Oh, right, OK.
And that's, I mean, sorry to alarm everyone, but that was my pop emergency.
Oh, well, if you've got a pop emergency, I've got a pop emergency as well, then.
Is it better than mine, though?
I don't know. Basically, it involves Codaline. So,
okay, maybe a slightly milder one.
Yes. Well, so get this. I was just something I've been following today. So apparently, and I'm not sure this is a good idea, Codaline today are going to be live streaming a proposal, a marriage proposal.
Oh, what, live?
Live. And my experience of this is, like, when this happens at the football, when there's a marriage proposal at the football, the crowd turns. It's a bad situation.
Well, it's just the jeopardy of them just running off or crying or just going, no, actually, I don't want to marry you. And it's like on stage at a gig, or you're right, halftime at a sports match. Why would you do that?
It doesn't seem like the right place.
Although, is this happening?
Well, this is the problem. For me, this is why it could be a pop emergency. It's happening in 10 minutes' time.
Oh!
So suddenly, I saw this thing on Twitter earlier, because it's all on Codaline's Twitter. I saw it on Twitter and I just thought, meh. So I'm sure it'll be fine. But now it's getting closer to the time. It seems that sort of tensions are building.
I can
slightly.
See why they're doing it, though, because they do have that melty song called The One, which is about...
Well, that's why they're doing it.
It's about someone's wedding, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, no. So it's a bloke...
So this is the weird situation. They've got this song out, so someone's gone, I know what's a good idea here, okay? The song's called The One. So let's get someone to do a marriage proposal, right?
Not on the internet.
So, and this is my concern, is that it's not like it's someone who knows Codaline, I don't think, and they've gone, my mate's in Codaline. They've said to their mate, do you know what, I'm thinking of proposing. They've had a discussion. For me, it's like these people are proposing and Codaline probably have never met.
Right, I need to have a look at this.
Do you see why that's a bit stressful?
It is really stressful. Let's play Wolf Alice, have a look. Giant Peach, this is Wolf Alice. So we're talking about those slightly strange people who think it's a good idea to propose to their partner in public. It happens a lot.
Mm.
In fact, two of these Strictly Come Dancing dancers who are getting married this year, like, he proposed to her on stage at a dance event.
It's so tricky, though, isn't it? Because if you're going to do this, it's all or nothing.
And they do it in sports games at halftime or on concerts sometimes.
Mm.
This is all because Chris has discovered Codaline are in a pub somewhere about to help someone propose with a melty song. And I don't like it, really, because, well, I know it's really sweet, but what if she says no?
There's so many questions I've got in my head about this, but I don't know if having a band there really helps the situation. Do you?
I mean, it's different. Let's hope she's a fan.
Yeah, but she's not a fan.
No, I don't like Codaline. So I've just looked up on YouTube when these go really bad. And I found this one. You can look it up if you want. It's called Food Court Proposal Gone Bad. Be prepared for your cringe glands to flare.
Dizzy in your presence.
So this guy is doing a speech in a shopping mall to this girl. There are lots of people watching, like a crowd has gathered, and it's someone just filming on their camera phone, so it's pretty bad quality. And now he started singing.
Oh no, there's a guitarist.
There's a guitar. Oh no, he's on his knees. There's a man with a guitar. And her name's Caroline, which is handy, because they're singing Sweet Caroline. Oh, it's getting a real lot of attention in the mall. Oh, they're causing a scene. So he's basically on his knees. There's a man playing guitar. Will you marry me? He just said.
That is brutal.
Okay, right. So she's now just run off.
That is brutal.
How horrendous. Oh, I can't bear it. She's just run off. And he doesn't know what to do. Oh, that poor guy. And there's a really sweet bit where the guy playing guitar just puts his hand on the proposer's shoulder and goes, never mind, mate. God, it's awful.
It's just horribly awkward, isn't it?
It's Food Court Proposal Gone Bad, if you want to look it up. Be prepared to cringe hard.
But you see, people do say
no. Now he's on the video. He runs after her through Westfields to try and find her. Oh, rubbish.
There's one I saw on Ellen, which was a good one.
I love Ellen.
So this guy goes into the crowd, and Ellen's arranged it for this guy. So this guy goes into the crowd and goes up to this lady and says, you know, I'd love you I'd love to be your husband. And then
live on the chat show?
Yeah, live on TV.
It's an American chat show, if you don't know.
And then she just starts crying and going, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can do this. But the good thing about what Ellen did is she had a backup plan in case that happened.
What do you mean?
Which, well, basically it was around Christmas time. So what they did is on that show, when there was this certain Christmas music, everyone in the crowd won prizes. So what happened is just at the moment this lady's in tears and has run off.
The music appears.
The music appears. And everyone starts like, yes, I'm winning prizes.
Let's take attention away from the crying girl. Everyone in the audience has won a Christmas present. Codaline need to bear this in mind, I think, for today.
It's not a bad idea. Now, here's the thing. I watched that and it got millions of views, but then it turned out it was a fake. It was all planned by Ellen.
Oh, she's a sneak, isn't she?
Yeah, but I guess people in the audience didn't know about that.
No, you wouldn't know till afterwards, would you?
But it's worth having a backup plan, and I think that's what Codaline should prepare for.
Yes, Codaline, if you're listening now, maybe think of a plan B just in case.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, stress. The Codaline marriage proposal thing has started on their Twitter. Chris is keeping across it for us.
Yes.
Is he really going to propose live?
It's looking that way, yes.
Oh, I don't like it.
Let's light it up until our hearts catch fire.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
That's where we lead David Guetta, because apparently there's a Codaline proposal happening. There's a man in a pub. What's happening, Chris?
Codaline have just walked in and they're having a drink. There's loads of people about. And she's just there kind of going, what's going on? What's going on? I'm going to quickly switch so I can have a listen. She's not very... she's really not sure about what's going on, Scott.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
He's about to move to one knee. It's weird because Codaline are all just standing around there as if this is perfectly normal. And now he's got his guitar out, they're playing.
Oh, no.
I can't tell you if she said yes, though. I mean, she looks unsure. I can only assume, because they're playing the song, that it's a yes from her.
Okay. So they're playing a song. They're playing the one now, are they on their Twitter?
They're playing the one.
Oh,
yes.
Stressful. Do you think she said yes? What do we think?
I've got a feeling she said yes, but she.
I've got it here. Just in a pub in London.
It's all very weird. I mean, he the proposals happened, now they're all just stood around.
Oh, no. Hello, Jude on Twitter, who says, OMG, I feel so bad for the guy I just watched. Right, you're winding me up, aren't you? She did say yes, right? Oh, please, someone tell me. Put me out of my misery.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Guess who's playing Real or No Real at 3:40 this afternoon? That's right, it's Danny Howard off of Dance Anthems. That was Two Door Cinema Club and Sleep Alone. I think I'm a little bit less stressed now that I know that Code Line proposal is over. She said yes, it's all good. So the weather is getting a lot warmer now. Some parts of the UK today, it's 20 degrees.
It is. Well, aren't they saying today might be the hottest day of the year? Something like that, heading towards that way anyway.
So we do a thing on this show at this time every year involving the ladies. Now, what day is it today? On the horses,
it's Ladies' Day.
Is it?
It is Ladies' Day.
I did hear Simon Monday from there earlier with his fabulous outfit on, and commenting and throwing shade on all the other ladies' outfits.
Mm. Well, it is the day where all the outfits are examined. It's Ladies' Day.
Yes,
you know, and I see where you're going with this because
no, I mean, I think it is time, girls, to shave those legs.
Right, but you know, as the voice that announces Ladies' Day every year, the problem we have is we don't quite remember why we do it. As in, every year you announce that it's Ladies' Day. I mean, I can see, I've gone through old Scott Mills podcast here, that every year Ladies' Day is announced, but we don't know why.
Can anyone remember how we do this? This is an awful situation. So it is Ladies' Day. Girls, time to get them razors out. But I don't remember what we do after that.
Yeah.
Let us know. Laura off of Lincoln says, you goons, it's because the weather's getting warmer, so ladies will be wearing all the skirts and flashing the legs. Yeah, I know that, but what do we actually do? Do I just tell girls to shave their legs? Is that what happened?
Surely it was more than
surely
that.
Surely it had more content than that.
Play a song? I don't know.
Come on, girls, it's almost time to get that bikini back on your bodies. I can't remember what we did. But we'll do it again after 2:30. I'll just make something up.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So every year on this show, we do a thing called Ladies' Day, which coincides often with Ladies' Day, which it is today.
At the races.
We've done it in previous years, but I can't really remember what we did or what we do.
It's strange, isn't it? Because we definitely have done more of a thing than just saying it's Ladies' Day.
I mean, it's more than just get the razor out. If you want to. But a few people have been in touch on Twitter and text reminding me how I did it last year and the year before. So I'm going to trust them. And I think this is how it went. OK, are you ready?
I think so.
I think this is how it went. Hello, ladies.
Why the voice?
I'm doing it like a newsreader off of the 50s. That's right. It's Ladies' Day. It's getting a lot warmer. It's time to put those tights away for another year and get the legs out. It's Ladies' Day. This is all it is. Hello, Jess, who shaved her legs this morning. She's just texted in. She must have known. Mallory in Portsmouth says, would it not be a bit grim if I hadn't shaved my legs all year and only today? It's not an annual treat. Well, Mallory, you would be surprised.
Some people don't. I find the voice creepy.
Okay, shall I drop the voice?
Well, no. I mean, do what makes you happy. It's basically just announcing Ladies' Day, then. That's what you're saying we do every year. We just announce
Ladies'
Day.
Okay, I'm going to just plough on. Lisa says, OMG, didn't realise today was leg-shaving day. I did mine this morning. Maybe it's my sixth sense. Helen says, absolutely shaved my legs this morning, Mills. I must have known it was Ladies' Day. Get in touch, ladies. Are you getting prepared for the summer?
This is the most ridiculous thing. I'm sure it's not done like this.
I think it is.
It's that time of year, though, isn't it, where everyone changes their profile pictures to more summery ones.
It's getting a little bit warmer, and it's time to maybe shave off that winter coat that you've been... If you've not been bothered, because it's like, when it's cold, sometimes you need that extra layer. Do you know what I'm saying? This is not just for the ladies, even though it's called Ladies' Day. This is male grooming, too. I'm looking at you. Men, are you shaving your legs? Are you getting preened for the summer? I think that's it.
That's the announcement.
It's Ladies' Day. Get in touch. I really think that's it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Michelle in Wessex. She's got the strimmer out.
Strimmer.
Sorry, feel a bit sick. Also, there are waxing parlours all over the land that are now offering bog-off waxing deals since we've announced Ladies' Day on Radio 1.
It's Ladies' Day.
It's Ladies' Day. Thanks for the reminder. Took a break from revision to wax, says Harriet. Shaving my feet, says Jason. Some people need to. Don't lol.
Sorry.
Waxing and shaving, get with the times, Mills. It's all about laser these days. Never be spiky again. That's Laura. She obviously does laser treatments. Tim from Stamford's just booked himself in for tomorrow, and might take a while, but he's going to be there doing it tomorrow for Ladies' Day. Harry in Bristol, sweating it out at the gym, but definitely doing his chest and everything else later.
Do you not feel weird knowing that there are people, and they are texting in saying they're doing this stuff right now?
Yeah, right now.
It's a weird thing to think of.
I know. People have taken notice, you see. Some people don't shave until I tell them to every single year.
You love that power, don't you? You love that those areas are not dealt with until you say.
People's girlfriends are like, no, I'm not going to until Scott Mills says. Hello, Scott and Chris. I see the A-level student from Tuesday's show was right. Feminine a lot of the time on the show. Please don't change. That's Joe, who's about to shave her pins. Pins? Ah! Oh. Laura in Stevenage has just done some grooming of epic proportions. Sitting in Sainsbury's car park, shaving my legs like a boss, says Jack from Kent. There's serious safety implications there. Please don't do it in a Sainsbury's car park. And thank you for joining us for Ladies' Day this year on Radio 1.
Try to keep you close to me, but life got in between.
The Scott Mills Daily. I saw Jack off of Jack and Dean tweet about this the other day, and it's weird because I also had some of the same stuff the same day as him. I just want to put this out there. If anyone has ever tried what I'm about to tell you and thinks it's as disgusting as I do. Earlier this week, I had the misfortune to taste the most disgusting drink I think I've ever had in my life. Don't worry, it's nothing bad. But this is literally the horriblest thing to ever pass my lips, and that's saying something.
What do you mean? Is this something that you bought?
It's sold in loads of places, which seem to be popping up in a lot of cities now, in city centres. And it's called bubble tea.
Bubble tea.
Please look it up on the internet. So I thought, okay, I want to give this a go. And I think it's off of Taiwan or Japan.
What is it then?
Okay, it's like frothy tea, but it's got chewy balls in it.
Ugh.
And they look like, you know, like off of frog spawn. It's really the vilest thing ever. If anyone else has had this and can vouch for it being gross, let me know. I know loads of people who absolutely love it. It's just the consistency of the balls I don't like.
I'm just looking at pictures of it now.
Yeah. And what's the first thing that comes into your head?
Well, I wouldn't buy it. I mean, so bubble tea, it contains a tea base mixed with fruit or milk and then chewy tapioca balls.
It's the tapioca balls that get me. I saw Jack off of Jack and Dean tweet it, and I was like, absolutely. Oh, here we go. Maddie off of Oxford. Bubble tea is the best thing I've ever tasted in my life. I have it all the time. You do see it on sale. Like, there's whole shops with bubble tea now.
But you're saying it's not a thing to go to.
You can if you want. And the thing is, a lot of our listeners will be wanting to try it. Now I've said that it's absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, true. I mean, what flavour was it?
I don't even know.
It wasn't one of those health ones where it's kale and...
I think it was, yes, it was definitely green. But it's just the chewy balls. Oh.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So, let's all talk about Call or Delete with Simon Cowell on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this morning. Oh my gosh.
So good.
Poor, poor Amanda Holden. The most cringy one I think they've ever done. By calling Amanda to say she was going to be dropped from Britain's Got Talent on some days.
Brilliant.
And just the way that Simon goes about it so coolly. Do you think this is how he actually fires people?
Yes, this is exactly why I like it. It gives you a real insight.
We're going to change things up a bit, darling, and you're off.
But I just want...
Yes?
It's the way he makes it sound like he's doing her a favour with
this. I just want to talk to you about an idea I've had, and when it came from ITV, about kind of shaking things up a little bit on the live shows.
Okay.
Now, look, it just doesn't affect you financially, and it's something they did in Germany, and it worked. And we're doing Monday, Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
So our idea is you do Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, obviously the final. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we replace you with Cheryl.
Are you joking?
No.
And Alicia stays there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen to the voice on that.
It's so good.
Oh. And there's more.
Okay.
And stay at home and watch it.
Exactly. And then what you can do is you can give us some notes and tell us, you know, what you think of the show. I think it would be amazing.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm not going to give you any notes.
Well, what if we get you on the... You phone in after the show?
No.
You can just stay at home and make notes.
What's even better is there's a video for this as well, so you can see Cal in all his glory.
It's so good. Like, his face... Just the expression of his face when he knows that Amanda's fallen for it is so good.
And I'm thinking, I don't know how David's going to do this, but I want to swap David on the semi-final with Jeremy Clarkson, which I think would be amazing.
That would be amazing. Do you think he'll do it?
Jeremy will do it, yeah.
Oh, God. What will David think?
So the Radio 1 Breakfast Show Twitter, at R1 Breakfast, have tweeted a link to that video so you can check it out and see Simon in his absolute element. And on Monday, ahead of the premiere of the brand new series of Game of Thrones, Grimmy's going to be joined by Sophie Turner, who plays Sansa Stark. Radio 1 Breakfast Show, if you're a Game of Thrones fan, or you know someone that is, tell them. Monday morning, 6:30, BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills Daily.
Danny Howard.
I really like you.
Yes.
Already.
You're right?
Already. I was listening to the show today and you were playing Clean Bandit Stronger. I distinctly remember it. And I think it was, what, Chris, 10 seconds?
It was one of the first things. Scott sat down in his chair, getting ready for the big show, and then presses...
Danny Howard with his lasers. Is it becoming more of a thing now that I'm playing it more?
It's becoming more of a thing. People tweet me. Someone tweeted me their own rendition of the lasers this week. But yeah, I'm never going to get rid of this, I don't think.
It's nice to have something to be remembered for, though, isn't it?
The lasers on a Calvin Harris track. That was awful, that interview, because it's like trying to explain what you do to, like, your nan.
Yeah, it's an interview that Danny did on Radio 4 a while back now, trying to describe to the presenter, who wasn't really up on his dance music, about all the drops and the different bits of why We Found Love by Calvin Harris and Rihanna is a good track. And it's hard to explain.
Although I'm not doing Nan justice there, because he really didn't get it. Although she does think I play at discos and compare on the radio.
Oh, sweet. Cute.
But imagine if you go somewhere and you get thousands of people singing that back to you.
Or they start saying, you've had your claps.
And you've had your sing-along. You've had your claps.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Okay, so Danny's here to play Real or No Real. A selection of these are made up. Some of them, though, are actual facts. It's your job to choose which is which.
Radio 1's Track of the Day, Bills by Lunch Money Lewis, contains a sample from the theme tune to the American version of TV quiz show Pointless.
It's a great track. This is how it goes.
Pointless.
Hi, welcome to Pointless.
It does sound good.
So, is this the theme, or is there a sample in it from the American version of Pointless, the TV theme?
When you say it like that, it does sound like it could fit quite nicely into a quiz show.
Yeah.
And they were discussing this morning on the Radio and Breakfast Show. I heard them, they were saying, it sounds like a quiz show theme tune. And when you say it like that, it does. But I do agree with you, Scott. I actually do quite like the track. It's quite catchy, isn't it?
Yeah. I've got my own version now.
I know, I heard it. It's amazing.
You've been listening today, haven't you?
VIP.
Can we just hear it once more? And then you make up your mind whether it's actually a TV theme song in America. It could be, couldn't it?
It really could.
Because they might not use the same theme on their version of Pointless. Real.
You're so playing that in the car on the way home.
Yeah.
well, I can hear it, so I'm going to say real.
It's got to be real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
Wishful thinking.
I know. That's a shame, because it does really sound like one. And next.
Diplo is such a huge fan of dinosaurs that he named himself after one.
Is Diplo a dinosaur? I don't know.
Diplodocus?
Oh, okay. Diplo the dinosaur.
So this is Diplo off of Massive in the world of dance music. In your
Massive,
world, Danny.
Huge.
Diplo. But he is a massive fan of dinosaurs. So that's how he arrived at his name, because it's not his real name, obvs.
But Diplo, there won't be a dinosaur called Diplo, so there's either the Diplotomus or something like that.
There'll be a Lombolotomus.
Is it not Diplodocus? Remember that after school.
So there is a dinosaur called Diplodocus?
Yeah.
How did you know that?
Because I'm secretly clever.
That is like being on Pointless. If I was to say Pointless Dinosaurs, Diplodocus...
That would be my answer.
...would be a cracking answer.
So Diplo is named after a dinosaur. What are you saying, Chris?
I'm going to go real.
I'm also going to go real off what you've just said.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Also, it is on the screen here now, but I actually did know it without looking at it. It's ridiculous.
Ah, here we go.
No, I did. Diplo is named... It's the only one I can really remember. I don't know why. It's named after the Diplodocus dinosaur because he had a dinosaur obsession when he was a kid. Okay, then.
Yeah, nice.
And next. Now, this is following on the same lines as when we found out that Sir Bruce Forsyth is older than sliced bread and Sir David Attenborough is actually older than ice cubes.
I remember that.
What about this one?
Fax machines are older than chocolate bars.
Surely
no way.
Not. Technology wasn't that advanced, surely.
But chocolate bars have been on for, I don't know, have they?
Since you'd the think 1800s.
They've been a long time. But also fax machines, that seems quite... It doesn't seem like that can be that old, does it?
It still really annoys me, you know, when you see on like a letterhead or something, it says phone number or fax.
I know.
Who's still using fax, by the way? Email me.
I've never sent a fax. I wouldn't know how.
I have.
Have you?
Yeah, and I used to have a feature on one of my radio shows, not here, called Funny Fax Friday.
Bring it back.
People would where people would send in
funny faxes.
Could you hear it in the background?
From their workplace.
And what were they, faxes of fax?
Normally jokes. Oh, hang on, was that Worst Joke Wednesday?
Oh, no. So you're obsessed with having every day designated to another thing.
It's really always been there, Chris.
It's not right.
But are fax machines older than chocolate bars, Danny Howard?
No real.
I would have thought chocolate bars are older. So no real.
That one is real.
What?
So, unbelievably, the fax machine was patented in 1843. The first chocolate bar didn't hit the shelves until 1847.
Oh, it's quite close, though, isn't it? Anyway.
But you wouldn't ever think that, would you?
No.
And next.
The Jonathan Ross Show theme tune was written by Mark Ronson.
Well, he is a super producer.
I love these kind of facts.
Could do with the cash.
All the dinosaur people are on saying, that's one of the easiest dinosaurs. My four-year-olds know more dinos than you. That's from Jordan in Brighton.
We should test that. Mills against a four-year-old.
Smarter than a four-year-old.
Dinosaur off.
So, the Jonathan Ross Show, the theme sheet was written by Mark Ronson.
This could be true.
Okay, here's a little blast of it just to refresh.
Ooh, yeah. Is Ronson in there?
Here's Jonathan Ross, huh?
There's a bit of Ronson in there.
Yeah, Ronson loves brass.
He doesn't do TV themes, though, does he?
He might do.
This is where you're bang wrong. Do you know what? Loads of pop stars and producers, they make loads of the theme tunes that are out there. Didn't we prove that actually someone was lying when they said Chasing Status had made the BBC News theme?
Yeah, they did.
That was a lie. But they do it.
Mm.
Definitely do. And Jonathan Ross, you know, he's friends with everybody.
Yeah.
Because he went to Ibiza with David Guetta once.
You get all the money for that, don't you? Because it's played all the time.
Yeah, but it's not that long, you see. So that would be a problem in terms of getting money. I think they have to be over a certain length to get proper monies.
Right.
Anyway, so did Mark Ronson write the Jonathan Ross theme tune?
It sounds a bit Ronson. I'm going real.
I agree. Also going real.
That one is real.
Yes. Jonathan brought his mate Mark Ronson in to write the theme tune, even though it's 8 seconds long at the start, so not that profitable. If you don't believe us, watch this week. Mark Ronson is in the credits at the end on the music.
Oh, wow, really?
Good spot. Yeah. Good spot.
Fact of the day.
At the end of that round of real or no real.
I got 20. Danny got 20.
Oh, yes, Danny.
Peter Stevens.
What's on tomorrow on Dance Anthems?
Tomorrow, back to back in the mix, 99 Souls and Michael Kalfan. I heard you play it earlier. Treasured Soul getting the pusher tempo treatment.
Okay, from 4 o'clock with Danny Howard. Let him start your weekend up. Real nice. Tomorrow from 4 on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
There's just been a very awkward moment here at Radio 1 Towers where I was trying to work out what's been on the show this week, because at this stage of the week it does become a bit of a blur. And I was saying, who was on Inyo the Bingo? Who did bingo on Tuesday? And Danny Howe was like, it was me.
Hiya.
Just sat here. So that was really awkward for everyone. Mm. So Danny, yes, you did do it on Tuesday.
It was bingo gold, that
was
one.
It was really good.
It was a
well.
Good one, but it's just, sorry, it slipped my
it's
mind.
It's fine, it's fine.
Sean Walsh was on yesterday as well. Both of those available on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. And all the other stuff we did this week on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast, available from wherever you get your podcasts from, or the Radio 1 website. I'm back here for the chart on Sunday at 4. Or Monday from 1. Have a good weekend.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Oof, that was quite a show. Join us on Monday from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.